Registered investment advisor, best-selling author, Terry Savage. Terry, I always like to talk to you on days when the Dow Jones futures are up. It's going to be a good day, hopefully. What do you think?
Early in the morning, they're up. I don't want to cast any clouds over this sunshine, but the news about the epidemic spread is not going to be helpful to the market today. But that's okay. The pre-market opening indications are up about 200 points, so let's just start with that.
We like that. We are not sure if we like the fact that the tax deadline is coming. A lot of people have forgotten about this, haven't they?
It's just so out of season. It would be like if suddenly they started playing Christmas carols next week. You would go, wait, wrong time of year. Same thing for taxes, but it is 2 weeks and 2 days away. 2 weeks from Wednesday is the deadline for filing the taxes from last year, which seemed like a good year in retrospect for most people. You can get an extension. However, you must file and pay the amount of taxes when you do your extension. So you still have to do all the work practically to get your tax return done. And, of course, in the middle is this wonderful holiday, which will result in a nice long weekend. When we come out of July 4th weekend, we are going to be staring down, oh, my gosh, get my taxes done. Quick call TurboTax.
Yeah, what do people need to know about the state tax deadline?
The state tax deadline is now the same as the federal tax deadline. You actually got an extension there as well to pay until July 15th. We're funding a state that's not doing a lot for people who are unemployed. So if there's a double whammy in your family, which is the fact that you're out of work now, but 2019 was a good year and you might have still owed some taxes, you're in a real tough spot. And we're funding a state that can't get its act together and do the work at the unemployment agency to get you your benefits.
Yeah, there's still a lot of frustration, and I don't know if we're seeing any relief from that yet, are we?
Just a tiny bit of relief, just by virtue of the fact that we're almost 16 weeks into this now, and inevitably, some people will get through the most poorly handled aspect of this entire pandemic in Illinois by far has been this registration for unemployment.
I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves here, but do you think the IRS is going to do a deadline next year also July 15th instead of the April 15th?
Oh, no, I doubt that. They want to get back on track. Besides, but they're not going to talk about it now. Don't forget, there's an election coming up in just a few months. So what you're going to hear, the discussion won't be talking about extending tax deadlines or collecting your taxes next year. All the talk from Washington in the next 3 months is, how can we buy your vote?
Yeah.
Should we extend, the $600? Should we give a different kind of a program? Should we give bonuses for going back to work? But make no mistake, first of all, Congress goes on recess. You never notice that only kindergartners in Congress get recess? Okay. They go on recess on July 3rd. And they don't come back till the 20th. And if you think we have a tax deadline staring at us, they have when they come back on July 20th, 10 days later, the $600 federal stimulus for unemployment goes away. So they'll be running around trying to give us stuff to get our votes for the fall election.
Yeah, how about another round of stimulus checks?
That's going to be the interesting thing. I don't think they'll be able to control themselves. It's not their money. They're printing it. And it is their seats and their election and their own income they're voting for when they vote to give benefits. So if I had to guess, although they're not talking about it now, they'll rush something through at the end. It's just a guess.
Quickly, the column you have today in the Tribune, headline, New SEC Rule Aims to Improve Broker Disclosure. This is about a June 30th deadline. What do we need to know about this? What does this mean?
It means that the SEC is getting tougher, although, as I point out in my column, not tough enough, and that all people who give you investment advice or tell you to buy anything or say they're advisors now have to open their books. They have to do two things. They have to give you a full disclosure of their past, their regulatory and disciplinary history. That'll be interesting. And the second thing they have to do is have a full discussion about all material facts of anything that relates to your relationship. And they're going to have to prove they had this conversation. So you're going to suddenly have a warm and fuzzy conversation with your broker, which he or she is tape recording, so that they can prove that they told you, yes, we charge commissions on stuff. Yes, sometimes my firm sends, well, they don't send them on trips anymore, but they give me rewards and bonuses and I get a better desk or more support in my phone system or whatever it is. All these things are aspects of why I make recommendations, and they may be conflicts of interest. It doesn't mean you can close your eyes. It doesn't mean that all the people that are trying to sell you something are registered, but any SEC-registered broker or advisor will now have to give you a lot of information, and they have to put that first. So read it. Be thoughtful about who's giving you advice and how they're being paid.
You know what happens when you're on the phone with one of the big companies, Fidelity or someone like that, and you're talking to their advisors? Do we feel comfortable with all of those folks? Are those fee-only advisors?
Well, no. This is, boy, why you, like a laser, you pointed to one of the great weaknesses. When you call 1-800-FIDELITY and open an account, you can, you're 1,000% correct. You could trust them, and they will say to you, well, we don't give advice, but at your stage of life, ma'am, I think you might want to be more conservative. Here are more conservative funds. Make some decisions. However, there are numerous, quote, financial advisors who are not employed by Fidelity or by Schwab or by Vanguard, who do use the platform, the technology of Fidelity, Schwab, or Vanguard, and they can say, oh, we put everything through Schwab, and they just sort of coattail on the fact that Schwab, Fidelity, Vanguard are sterling silver names, but they are not employees, and now these are the kind of people that will have to fully disclose, not only they're not employees, but here's how we charge commissions, here are the fees we have, and so forth.
I'm just going to call you, Terry.
Don't you always, dear?
TerrySavage.com for more. What are you working on next on the website?
I'm going to work on today for next week a big column about taxes. Let me give you one heads up. Last thing you can do for a deduction, assuming you still have some money, is open an IRA. Now, I don't know where the stock market's going this year or this fall or next year, but over the long run, you're a big winner in the stock market. And if you have some extra money you could put aside and you're looking for last-minute tax deduction, then call Fidelity or Vanguard or Schwab directly, or even go to your bank and put it in a money market account. But take that as a deduction if you're eligible.
TerrySavage.com for all you need to know about finances. Thanks, Terry. Talk to you
Thanks, Bob.
Soon, I hope.